What's cooking? That's brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. First one of 2026. Donnie Football on a Football Friday. Austin Bechtold with me behind the glass. Taking your calls. Final thoughts and feelings heading into the Steelers-Ravens showdown for the AFC North crown Sunday night at Acrisure Stadium. We'll get to our picks as well. But Austin, first, we can take a little bit of a victory lap. The man that I have been calling for to be the Steelers MVP pretty much since the season's halfway point has officially been named the Steelers team MVP, Kenneth Gainwell. Who would have thought when the Steelers signed this guy to a one-year deal in the offseason, he would be the team's MVP on a team that is one win away from winning the AFC North?
Not me. I thought he'd be a contributor. I liked the signing, but I never would have thought that he'd have this big of an impact.
And I remember having a conversation around this time last year, I think going into that Eagles game, so even over a year ago, or maybe after that Eagles game, when Kenneth Gainwell had a big performance. And Jeff Hathorn, to his credit, he said, I'm pretty sure they're going to sign this guy. He said, I think they're going to sign this dude in the offseason, and he will be like their third round back. And lo and behold, not only is he that, the dude just claimed the Steelers team MVP. I think they got it right. I mean, I don't know any other direction they could have gone in for this award.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. I mean, you could consider Jalen Ramsey, like Ray was talking about. You could consider Aaron Rodgers because of the impact he's had on the offense, but what was expected of him compared to what he's provided, Kenneth Gainwell is definitely the answer. Watts had a down year. Hayward has been good. Highsmith has been good but has missed games. Herbig is still playing a little bit of a reserved role. Gainwell was the choice.
Yeah, so my take there is that they got it right. Kenneth Gainwell, the Steelers team MVP. 412-928-9370 to join the conversation. Let's talk to Al on the north side. What's up, Al?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. You know, what a joke. Who cares who's going to win Sunday? You know, they couldn't beat Cleveland. Cleveland stunk all year. And you know what? That cover two, you can throw that out the door. Back up, back up. They're letting the guys catch the ball in front of them and they're tackling. That's so stupid. You know, I'm frustrated. You know, that's all. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, it sounds like it, Al. Jeez. You know, they've lost to Cleveland. It's been a little bit of a losing skid in Cleveland since that tie in 2018. I think they've lost five of the last six, or what, six of the last seven, something like that, to the Browns. They've lost four in a row. Since Big Ben's retirement, they haven't won a game in Cleveland since 2003 without a quarterback named Ben Roethlisberger. So maybe it was more of a Big Ben thing than a Steelers thing. 412-928-9370. Tyler is next. What's up, man?
Hey guys, how you doing today? I appreciate you taking the call.
Good. What's up?
Yeah. So I just want to talk about, I've been younger generation, long-term fan of the Steelers. I have season tickets every year with my dad. I'm just tired of the mediocrity with Tomlin. I love the Steelers. I root for them. But this weekend, I mean, I think I want them to lose. It's the only way that they're going to get rid of Tomlin, I think. And you know, it's the same stuff every year. That's just my opinion on it.
Man, I just don't think we're at the point where they're going to get rid of Tomlin. I mean, I know that Schefter put out something else that was cryptic earlier today. Let me see if I can find the quote here. Josh Rountree put it out that Schefter joined the McAfee show earlier today. And he said, quote, I think the losing coach Sunday night, there are going to be some conversations. It's not like they are going to be fired. But what does that coach in that city of that losing team want to do? So again, it's just putting it in the power of that coach, putting it in the hands of Mike Tomlin. And it goes back to what we have said for such a long time, that he's going to go when he wants to go. It's not going to be the Steelers making that call. I really don't think it will be. 412-928-9370, Matt in San Fran. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Just wanted to chime in my take here on what I think is going to happen on Sunday. You know, backing up a bit, been a user since 1975, followed these guys ever since. And I, for some reason, I don't know how, but we're going to come out winning that game. It'll be a four-point game. You know, I can see something like 20-16, and we win it on a defensive play when they're inside the red, when Baltimore's inside the red zone at the end to put a cap on it. But, you know, if you look at the betting money, 57% are putting it on the Ravens and the spread, but 51% of the total money is sharp. And that means the sharp money is leaning on Steelers' money line. So with Tomlin being 21-6-3 against the spread as a home dog, I don't know how we do it, but I think we're going to come out of there with a win.
And he's 7-1, Matt. Thanks for the call. 7-1 since 2020 when he has faced the Ravens as an underdog. It's pretty good. That is pretty good. Not just 7-1 against the spread. 7-1 outright against the Ravens since 2020 being an underdog in these matchups. I know that doesn't always mean, well, he's going to win on Sunday night. It doesn't always mean that. But he has come up as the better coach head-to-head against John Harbaugh more often than not. And that's really, in a matchup like this, that's all you can ask for. I mean, what do you want him to be, 8-0 in those matchups? 412-928-9370 gets you involved in the conversation. The Steelers naming Kenneth Gainwell their team MVP for the 2025 season. But Austin, we have a few minutes to go before we sign off. Let's get to some picks. The final week of the NFL regular season. Let's do it.
Well, Donnie, we made some college picks, and we'll reveal what those were next week as well when we go back over the scores with Joe, but we basically split. We basically just went either 3-1 altogether or 2-2, depending on how you want to look at it. So Joe has thrown out some NFL picks as well. He's added an addition to our picks. First one we'll go with is Panthers at the Buccaneers. Tampa Bay is favored by 3, and as Nick Costa has told us, the winner does not automatically win the South.
And that's if Tampa Bay is the winner of
Correct.
This game. If Carolina,
Carolina wins, they're in. Yeah.
They do win the South. And I am taking my playoff Panthers, Austin.
Woo!
You can go back to the Thursday that the NFL season started. You can pull up my tweet of NFL season predictions. What team? What were one of the teams I had in that NFC playoff field? The Carolina Panthers. Now, I didn't think it would be as a division champion, but I think it's crazy enough to suggest that Carolina would be a playoff team in 2025. And here they are. They can do it with a win tomorrow afternoon. And even in a loss, there is an opportunity for them to win their division. I am taking my playoff Panthers. They are going to win the football game outright as a three-point dog.
Well, Donnie, I am also taking the Panthers so that game that takes place for Atlanta is basically a moo point, as Joey Tribbiani likes to say on Friends. But Joe is going with the Buccaneers. We might be able to gain a game on Joe there.
You heard what Nick said earlier, too. They had not won a game. They've won one game since the World Series ended.
Baffling. That is baffling. Seattle is 1.5-point favorites against San Francisco, Donnie. This game is being taken place in San Francisco. And Joe is going with the 49ers. Who are you going with?
I think I'm going to go with the 49ers, too. I think I'm going to take the 49ers to get that one seed in the NFC. They're going to win the football game outright. Kyle Shanahan with a masterclass of a coaching performance because his team has been so injury-riddled all season. They've had guys, they've had Mac Jones play half the year. Give me the 49ers in this one.
Yeah, I'm actually going with the 49ers too. And you know how much of a Sam Darnold believer I am? I'm in. But hi, Pony. Happy birthday, Pony. Big birthday for Pony today in the building. How about that?
It is Pony's birthday.
I do think that will end up being San Francisco that wins it. So with the clean sweep around the board. Browns at the Bengals, Cincinnati favored by 7.5, Donnie. Joe is going Cincinnati. He's hammering Cincinnati. He said they're going to win by like 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, I'll take them there too, because it would only make sense that coming off Cleveland Super Bowl last week when they beat the Steelers that they would just quietly go out and finish 2025 on a down note. And Cincinnati, since the game doesn't matter, Joe Burrow will have 404 touchdowns. And maybe even their defense will play well. That's how you really know the game doesn't matter. Give me Cincy.
Now, will Myles Garrett break the sack record? Joe says no.
I say yes, because I don't think the Bengals care about it as much as the Steelers did.
Yeah, I also say yes, unfortunately. Although maybe they should hold Myles Garrett on every single play to prevent him from doing that. I think that'd be very fun. Chargers at the Broncos. No Herbert. Broncos are favored by 12.5.
Man, I mean, they're just not a good team when they have a big spread. Like, I'm going to take the Chargers. It's crazy to do that, but we just saw Denver play former Steelers draft pick Chris Oladokun on Christmas night, and they couldn't run away from that game. They're 6-9-1 against the spread this year. I'm going to take LA with a 13-point spread.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Broncos, but I really don't feel good about it at all. So this might be a game you pick up on us here, Donnie, as Joe's going with the Broncos. Ravens are 3.5-point favorites at the Steelers. Here we go, Donnie. Who wins the AFC North Championship game? Joe is going with Baltimore 31-27.
Wow. High scoring. I didn't think he'd go that high scoring in that game. I think the Steelers are going to win the football game. Mike Tomlin, 7-1. You've heard me say the stat for the last half of the show. 7-1 in 8 meetings since 2020 as an underdog against the Ravens. When we think that they are dead and out of it, for whatever reason, they sit up like Michael Myers. Steelers win the game.
I also have the Steelers winning the game. What was your score, Donnie?
26-24.
26-24. I have them winning 20-17 on a game-winning Chris Boswell field goal that makes the executives at NBC very happy. Low-scoring game, competitive throughout. The Steelers will just do enough to make enough plays in the fourth quarter because of Aaron Rodgers. I don't think that Lamar is going to be as immobile as people are going to make him out to be. And basically what he's been the last couple of weeks, a full participant in practice all week, gives me a little bit more optimism for Lamar to be more mobile. But I don't think that they're going to be able to do enough, which is kind of surprising that the Steelers will sweep the Ravens. That's just how I feel. But then they'll go into the playoffs and lose the first-round playoff game to Buffalo.
All right, Limits. That was fun. Want to thank the folks who joined the conversation. A thank you to Rob Long, Nick Costos, Ray Fittipaldo. Your fine work behind the glass as well. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. High today of 28 and partly cloudy. The PM team is next on 93.7 The Fan. Donnie Football signing off.